You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Does it expire? 1-800-330-9999. What have you noticed in your house that has an expiration date that you never thought would actually expire? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I was brushing my teeth this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I look over at the dental floss.
Yeah.
It expires.
Yes.
Why does dental floss expire? Isn't that crazy town?
It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I did tell you that I've been using the toothpaste that my dentist gave me many, many years ago. Larry gave me this toothpaste. He's like, you got to use this for your gums. I never did it. Now I'm using it. I think it expired like 5 years ago.
Isn't it weird? Like why? Like especially toothpaste, I could understand because it's kind of like, I don't know, it seems gooey.
I mean, you're ingesting it.
But yeah.
To a certain degree.
The string. It's just string. Like, what?
Right.
Why?
What happens after
strange.
A certain amount of time, right?
2 years. Like, what's going to happen in those 2 years?
Anything could happen.
So I came up with a whole bunch of household items, and Raven, you're going to guess.
Oh, we're going to play
expire?
A game?
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, ready? Do you think honey expires?
Gosh, so many big decisions so early on. I'm going to say that honey does not expire because it's from bees.
You're correct.
Wow.
Honey does not expire.
Wow.
Your honey can last like literally forever. You can put it in the microwave, liquefy it again, and it's all good.
Wow, I had no idea.
How about pillows? Do your pillows expire?
I'm guessing no. They're pillows.
Pillows. Be sure not to keep pillows for more than 2 years. The reason why? After 2 years, the pillow won't be the same shape due to the dust mites and will lead to back and neck pain.
What? Wait a minute. 2 years?
2 years you're supposed to replace your pillows.
And it's going to be full of dust mites and that's the reason why? That's disgusting.
Right. How about fire extinguishers?
Fire extinguishers do expire. I know that.
They do?
Yeah, sooner or later, right? The charge is no good, right?
Wait till you hear how long, though.
You shouldn't keep a fire extinguisher for more than 14 years, even if you don't use it.
14 years?
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a bargain.
You gotta
That's
get
a bargain purchase.
Yeah, but you should get like a Sharpie and write down, because who's going to remember? You're going to set an iPhone reminder in 14 years to throw away your fire extinguisher?
I know you're really bad at fire extinguishers and has never actually fired one, really wanted to, really bad for a while.
Yeah.
It has a thing right on it. Tells
oh,
you when
tells
it's good
you?
Or not.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, green is good.
How about your shoes?
Shoes don't expire. I mean, I've got a grandfather. He's been rocking the same three pairs of shoes the last 40 years that I've known him.
Shoes should actually be replaced every year. This is because after walking
what?
Around 200 miles, your shoe begins to lose its cushioning.
Wait a minute. Who's walking 200 miles now?
You probably walk close to 200 miles.
You think so in a
year? I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm sure if you just check like the health thing on your phone, it'll tell you how many miles you walked in a lifetime.
It feels like a Google fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about vodka?
I mean, I'm not going to throw it out, even if it has a date on it. So that's my answer to that. I'm going to say it doesn't expire.
Vodka, tequila, gin, none of them expire. They can stay around forever.
Well, look at me. I knew that one.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. balsamic vinegar.
I'm going to guess also not expire.
Does not expire.
Wow, look at me.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a vodka for people that are on a diet. I mean, you're really excited whenever you get to eat it.
How about your towels?
Towels are good. Forever.
You should replace your towel every 1 to 2 years. Towels can often become wet and therefore grow a lot of bacteria. Not even the most thorough wash will clean out all the bacteria that grows in towels.
Are we sure this guy's a real scientist or something, or does he work like at IKEA or Bed Bath Beyond?
Accent?
Because he's trying to get us to buy pillows, towels, everything.
No, he has a British accent. Of course he's a doctor, I think.
Okay.
All right, so at the end of the day, right? There are a lot of things in your house that have expiration dates that you had no clue. 1-800-330-9999. Which ones have you noticed? Makeup has an expiration date. We just got a text saying, I got pink eye from using expired eyeshadow once.
Oh, pink eye is the worst. Mm. So, I mean, even though it seems nonsense that makeup would expire, you'll only make that mistake once in your life after you get some sort of conjunctivitis.
I definitely have like eyeshadow that's 3 years old. Car seats have expiration dates. We just got another text about that. That's true. People forget that all the time.
Well, when they used to make them out of wood and steel.
Yeah.
Right. We've innovated a little bit since then.
I was shocked this morning when I realized that my dental floss had an expiration date. Who knew? What have you noticed around the house that has an expiration date? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna Raven.
My African fish food, my tropical fish.
Your tropical fish's food expires. What is the food itself? Like, it's not live food or anything like that, right? It's like dried, you know, bloodworms or something, right? Isn't that what we feed fish in tanks?
No, these are flakes. These are flakes, but this has been expired 3 years ago, and he just gobbles it up.
He must have got the big jar.
Yeah. You're like, he's fine. I'm not going to waste this. He loves it.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Hi, Anna. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I notice a lot of people don't notice expiration dates on diapers and wipes.
What? I never in a million years even thought about the diapers and the wipes. They have expiration dates?
Yes. People don't notice that. Well, I run 2 daycares, got expiration dates on everything. Even the soaps, the bath soaps.
That's crazy.
I mean, that is nuts. To me, I mean, I use wipes because I live like a celebrity, just like Brad Pitt or George Clooney.
It's really disgusting.
Yes,
he shows up here with wipes all the time.
It's fantastic. I use wipes. It's the greatest thing ever, and I don't care what it's doing into the environment. And I love the planet other than that.
There's
but with wipes,
seriously.
I just have to make this one choice.
I mean, there's something wrong with you.
But the fact that it expires, I mean, what would actually happen at that point once it expires?
A rash. Breathing. That's what would happen.
You're going to get a rash. No. But it actually dry out. If you notice, some of them are drier. They like wetter and drier. The ones that are drier, that means they're expiring.
Oh, you know, All you got to do is throw a little water on there. Come on, girl. I've been there. I'm a survivor.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You have something that expires?
I know the toothpaste, deodorant, things like that expired, which is pretty interesting. But I have an interesting fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Do you know, like on shampoos and things like that, if you turn over the shampoo and look on the back toward the bottom, and it's not just shampoo, it's other items, you'll see like a little picture of a jar or something like that, and it has an open lid. And if there's a number in there, it'll say like 24. That means it's only good for 24 months after you open it.
Wow, that is a fun fact because I keep reading about all these things that only have expiration dates once they're open. So like, rice will stay good forever until you open it, and then it has a shelf life.
Here's what I want you
to do.
That's
the jar.
I want you to picture that you're in the zombie apocalypse, all right? And the rest of the world has come down. It's fallen down around you. It's a dystopian future out there. I don't care if this shampoo's expired. I'm using it.
Okay.
I'm using it.
Wow.
I'm using it anyway.
That's right, girl. I'm going to eat this spam, too. Whatever. Who cares?
This has been eye-opening this morning.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.